You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio. There's another sale today with Inglis, and it's the Chairman's Sale. And we're joined now on the line by the General Manager of Bloodstock Operations there at Inglis, Sebastian Hutch. How are you, Sebastian?
This will be a strong ownership group for a nice new broodmare, I think.
Look out, Clarky, get the checkbook ready.
Oh, he's got the money, Sebastian, he's got the money.
No, he doesn't.
there's some good ones. Well, I've got a list here and there's some good ones here. But just tell us, Sebastian, what's different about the Chairman's Sale? What is it and how is it different to your yearling sales and others?
Yeah, so obviously a lot of these mares are proven racetrack performers. We actually speculated around the office that if there was to have been a race between In Her Time, Booker and Sam already, all of whom were in the sale, who'd have won? And we thought that had made a great spectacle. But no, sorry, it's a group of primarily proven producers, you know, yearlings are the prospects of the future. These are the proven mares, and these are the mares that go on to breed the top-class racehorses of the future. It's a really small select sale, 90 lots catalogued, and we're looking forward to some fireworks later on.
Naturally, all online again. Tell us about how the sale's going to proceed today.
Yeah, so it's a virtual sale, obviously respecting the restrictions in light of the pandemic. We can't have any horses on the complex at Riverside. We can't have any buyers here, really. So all our buyers have registered to bid through our online portal on inglis.com.au. It's really easy to register to bid, to apply for credit. We'll have some clients who aren't that comfortable pressing buttons on a computer who might bid over the phone, but the majority of people have bid through the internet portal, and it makes for a great spectacle, a very different spectacle, but a great spectacle all the same. People can watch it through our website from 2:30. It's the preview program at 2:30 and the sale starts at 3.
And you've got quite a few of these available in foal as well.
Yeah, so you take the dam of Natoya, who won the Doncaster a few weeks ago. Her mother's in foal to the Autumn Sun, so these are the first Autumn Sun pregnancies, so everybody's looking forward to seeing what his foals look like in the spring. The same with Trapeze Artist. You know, he was a pretty extraordinary racehorse. His first pregnancies coming through as well, and first pregnancies in the sale for a horse called Justify, who's an unbeaten winner of the Triple Crown in the US, you know, arguably the most famous horse to come out of the US for decades. So it's going to create a fair amount of excitement as well.
What would you say the highlight is? I mean, this is difficult. We're splitting hairs here. You've got 90 lots. What are you expecting the most interest for?
Oh, look, I think there are sort of four or five really special mares in the sale. That's not to denigrate the balance, but there are four or five of them that are really very special. You know, In Her Time, won two Group 1s, brilliant mare, really popular. Sam already is an extraordinary race filly and has already bred a star filly in Exhilarates. Young Star won an Oaks in Queensland. Booker won an Oakley Plate. And Fundamentalist, you know, probably should have won a bunch of Group 1s, but instead got beaten a Whistler in three of them. And she's carrying her first foal to Zoo Star. So they're mares that, you know, anybody would be, you know, really excited to own, effectively.
Yeah, Fundamentalist certainly was beaten a Lippin, and like you say, two or three Group 1s nearly led all the way. And July, still looking to have for the rest or the other part of what would have been the Easter sale in July at hopefully at Riverside, Sebastian?
Yeah, that's the plan. We have a series of sales scheduled for July. I think today is probably going to be an important day in terms of what federal government announced, or certainly in terms of what they announced, what they're thinking. So that'll be important, but we've had great support from our vendors and our buyers. You know, they've been very patient in terms of allowing us to reset the schedule. And we're hoping that we might be in a position to facilitate a form of traditional auction back here in July. But obviously, that'll be subject to whatever restrictions are in place at the time. And I think, like anybody, we're just looking forward to things going back to something resembling normal at some point or another.
Well, I reckon if that sale goes ahead, which fingers crossed it does, just a table at the front on the side and just after breakfast, a champagne there. And Clarky, I reckon, will put the hand up pretty quickly.
Well, you fellas get up so early, wrong. I think you'll deserve it.
We'll take the champagne and the table. I'm not sure yet my hand in the air, though, Mido.
Sebastian, look, I really hope that the Chairman's Sale goes well today. Inglis are doing a great job under trying circumstances and can't wait to get to Riverside soon and see the sale in the flesh when they're back up and going. But the Chairman's Sale today, looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Gents, we look forward to having you out here at some point or another. Have a good day.